Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Thursday, July 15th, 2021, and hopefully your day is off to a good start. So far, I've been still sitting here just reeling from the season finale of Loki. Wow. What a episode. At the time, if you listen back to my kind of spoiler cast, you know, I was kind of unsure. And then as the podcast goes on, you hear me like kind of realizing just what a genius thing it is that they did kind of in that episode. And now obviously kind of 24 hours later and just kind of, diving into the conversation with the patrons in the Discord, as well as just kind of reading everything online. God, I loved it. I actually watched it a second time last night. The family couldn't, usually we would wait for some of these shows till like a day or so later. Actually, Loki, we had kind of been waiting almost till Friday to watch it as a family. Raced in and watched it last night, like for the second time, but you know, my family's first time, and they loved it. My daughter was kind of just like speculating what was next. Even my wife was kind of thinking like, well, you know, maybe this could happen, maybe that could happen. And yeah, so they really nailed it, I think, with the finale. So if you've not seen the season finale yet of Loki, go watch it, because man, it's awesome. What a great series. Just awesome. But today on the show, we got a couple things we're going to be talking about. I did get my Warhammer 40K Recruit Edition set, so we're going to be chatting about that, as well as some High Republic. I did finally finish The Rising Storm, and another series I'm jumping into. So let's jump into some Warhammer 40K. So first of all, ordered this off Amazon, and I got the box set. Number one, they sent it through just a regular like plastic envelope. Now this box wasn't, I mean, it's a cardboard box, but it wasn't like a hard box. And part of the box inside that you would slide out was actually a structure to be used while you're playing the game. So it kind of was like a, almost like a warehouse or whatever the characters could kind of stand on. So the game, because a lot of this, again, it's kind of like a beginner edition. So it has a very good tutorial kind of walking you through these kind of initial missions, teaching you the basic rules of the game. And one of the missions actually has you where your characters can go up, like traverse things. That is actually an ability that the characters can do while on the battlefield. Well, they sent it to me again in this soft envelope, and it just got destroyed. I mean, the box, the whole top of it is just a mess. The structure inside, that was kind of the thing that housed all the pieces in that, did get crushed a little bit. It's not terrible, but it's just like, man, like, this could have been in much better condition. You know, sure, I could go and probably return it, but I just kept it, because everything else was intact inside. The rule book, number one, is great. Has a nice little just description of kind of the setting of Warhammer, as well as kind of the two armies that are kind of involved here. Kind of gives you a history and even gives you kind of the rundown of the hobby, which is kind of cool. It's like, I mean, they call it the Recruit Edition for a reason. It is a way to recruit you into the fold of this hobby of Warhammer. And it's really neat. Now, I started putting the characters together, or the models, and I gotta say, it's very... somewhat, I kind of put this in the Discord, somewhat therapeutic putting these things together. If you've never kind of seen how they come, they actually come on like typical models do, like on the, I think they call them sprues or spews, where it's just kind of like, you know, the models are molded on there, but you have to clip them off with these, you know, tiny clippers that you have. And, then once you do that, you know, it kind of leaves some little nubs on there, you know, not always depending on how good your cut was, but sometimes it does. So you kind of got to file them down. And, you know, sometimes you can do it with I have like this metal file that I'm using kind of the edge of. And sometimes I even had to literally use even my model knife to kind of clip off a little bit. But I had a lot of fun doing that. And, you know, over the course of, 3 or 4 days, I mean, I was working a lot this week, but kind of at night I would put like one or two together just, you know, if I had a spare, you know, 15 minutes or whatever it was. And so far now I have all the Space Marines together, which it came with five plus one additional leader. Here I know I'm kind of showing my Warhammer rookiness of not knowing exactly what they're called. But, you know, he's pretty awesome. That one is that he's much bigger and kind of has like this awesome, like, metal or something on his back. That's just really cool. And then also I put together five of the Necrons, because the first mission, you need to basically have three of the Space Marines and five of the Necrons. The Necrons are like these almost like skeleton looking creatures that have just these massive guns that when you paint them, it's almost as if there's like this green, like ooze or gel or kind of just weird magic kind of emanating from the gun. And so I put those together, and I actually played the first mission, kind of played it out, which is very simple. First mission really just teaches you basically how to move and how to attack. three space, and the game did come with a mat too, like a play mat. The play mat's just paper. It kind of folds out. I think if you pay for the higher edition of kind of these starter sets, you actually get a cardboard one. But, you know, again, I'm just kind of wanted to dabble in this. Just kind of wanted to see if it's something that I may want to get into, something that I like. And I played through that first mission, and essentially, you know, you put the board down. You have three Space Marines on one side, five Necrons on the other. And the idea is to basically get the Space Marines across the map, past where the Necrons are. And you get into a shootout, basically. And, you know, if you don't know how Warhammer works, essentially, I'm just going to kind of briefly describe it here. Each character essentially almost think of like you have your skill set, almost like if you were playing like an RPG or anything like that. You have, you know, X amount of moves you can make. Not really moves, but like how far you can move. So like the Necrons, for example, can only move 5 inches. When I say inches, it's literally 5 inches. You have a ruler. A lot of times when you see people playing with the massive armies in Warhammer, they literally have a tape measurer that they're using. This came with two little small plastic kind of clear rulers that you can use. And I was just using those. I didn't need to get with the tape ruler and that. But each unit can move X amount of spaces. Plus, you can even do things where if you want to charge or advance, they call it, you can move plus then move, you roll a die and move a couple extra. And then depending on the weapons they have X amount of attacks they can do. And you're only using 6-sided dice in this case. And when you shoot, first you have to see if it hits. So like the Necrons, I think it's 3+. So for the Necrons, you have to roll a 3 or higher to hit. Then you have to roll like basically the armor class for the Space Marines. Did it hit? Then you have to see how much damage it did. And then you do that. Now with the Space Marines, they can shoot as well as run in, and they have like their chainsaws. If you've ever seen kind of the Space Marines. So not only are they shooting with their pistols, they're all, if they have it, depending on the unit, they have the pistol, but then they also have their, you know, melee attacks. They can do it. Same deal. You're kind of just, you know, are we hitting? And then if once I hit, do the armor class of the other enemy roll. Okay. I hit them. How much damage are we doing? And then you kind of, you know, roll that. It's neat. I mean, I can imagine when you get on like a grand scale, and I mean, you look at some of these people having armies and they're just table size armies of characters. I mean, a turn's got to take forever, right? I mean, I've watched some videos, but I haven't actually watched like a battle start to finish. Now kind of dabbling in a little bit more. I think I do want to do that. And just kind of see how a typical match would play out. You know, it's just gonna be video of a bunch of people rolling dice. You know, it's like if you're not in it playing the game, I don't know how good it is or how much fun it is to watch. But it's intriguing. Like, it really is kind of neat. I could see where this hobby could go, because like I said, putting these models together, the detail on these models is incredible. Like, some of them are really, really awesome. The Space Marines, God, I love those things. Like, they are just badass. Like, I know they're the typical, you know, iconic Warhammer 40K army class, like there, and because there's also multiple armies in here. And you know, if I ever was to really, I think, continue on and jump into this, you know, I would want to really take a look at the other armies. And I have, I mean, I've seen some videos and you know, pictures and images of that, but damn, the Space Marines are awesome. I can't help but get the feeling of them being like, you know, I don't want to say like Master Chief, but like Spartans in Halo. You know, like there's one model that is just, I mean, he is holding that gun like straight in front of his head, like he's the way the model is, he's like leaning forward, kind of rushing. Like, so if you held him straight, it's like he's pointing the gun, rushing at you, and his sword is kind of held back. And like, you can just imagine this massive, you know, genetically modified or magically modified, whatever the lore here is for these things, just rushing at you, just this behemoth of a soldier crushing anything within its way. And then you look at these Necrons, and I mean, they're super skinny, their models are tiny. Actually, and I'm kind of sad to admit this, one of them, putting it together, I busted his arm off just because the way the spew kind of like, it didn't cut right, so that kind of sucks. But I mean, I was able to still kind of get him where he's holding the gun, so at least the model works. But you know, they're just like, they look like these little fragile skeletons, but they have these massive guns that, you know, could do a lot of damage. And like, so just in your head, and I think that's where a lot of this comes in. Like, the game itself is probably fun to play, but I can see where the appeal of these models, now, you know where the appeal of putting these models together could come in. Like, we've already been theory crafting, like with our D&D group, like, you know, I mentioned it before, getting little models for our characters. Like, I would love to get my character, but put him together. Like, this is it. It was just cool, man. Like, putting it together. Now, the next step, once I get all these together, is going to be the painting. And I was definitely, like, I knew they were small, these characters, but you watch videos online, they look almost like in the videos you see online of, like, Skylander size or Amiibo size. They're not. They're maybe half that, and maybe three quarters, depending, but I would say they're probably about half the size of an Amiibo. They're tiny. Tiny, tiny, tiny. And so, I mean, I got good brushes in that, you know, that I'm going to use. I got these kind of nice fine brushes. So my daughter now is pretty intimidated. I mentioned her and I were going to try to kind of get through these. She's pretty intimidated now looking at them. She doesn't know if this is something she wants to try to do. But I think we still might go with it because, again, you could always just paint over it. But, I mean, knowing the way she's into art, hers are probably going to come out better than mine. You know, but I'm going to give that a go maybe here soon. But it's like, I almost don't want to ruin them. Like, I'm probably just going to paint them blue and be like, okay, yep, there's Space Marines and I'll paint the skeletons white because they're skeletons. But no, we'll see how it goes. And there's some awesome tutorials online. And like I said, I have, you know, I got some of the tools that I need, definitely. It's just going to be a matter of just practice and just, you know, trying to get through it. But it's pretty cool, man. I would say if you've ever had an interest in Warhammer, this is the kit to get. I mean, you can get, it's the Warhammer 40K Recruit Edition. It's basically a starter set. Comes with essentially, I think it's like 20 models you end up getting kind of throughout the whole thing. And comes with a board, gives you four or five missions in there to kind of teach you the basic rules. And then, you can just kind of take it from there. Comes with a bunch of dice. I want to say, I think I got it off Amazon. It might've been like 45 or 50. It might've been. So not too bad. I mean, if you're just ordering a regular board game, I mean, it's the same price as that. But here, of course, you get the hobby side of kind of putting the things together as well. I mean, I bought the paints and all that too as well, but you don't have to do that. I mean, if you just want to learn to play the game and get a little bit of the lore, this is the kit to get. I mean, I was hovering over the $150 kit. I was like, man, I'm going to get this. It was like this massive box. Glad I didn't do that for now. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, in the long run, if I continue with this, I'm going to want that. But as a great introduction and kind of how intimidating just this can be, this is the way to go. I would recommend it if you have any interest at all in getting into Warhammer 40K. Check that out. Now, as I mentioned, I did finally finish The Rising Storm, the new novel in the High Republic series by Kevin Scott. Number one, I think is the only thing I could say. I mean, the last third of that book, I mean, it's bananas, the things that are happening at the end of that book. I mean, it is like nonstop. I mean, there are parts where chapters are only two or three pages long because it's jumping between so many things happening in this massive battle. I'm not going to give anything away, but it's just awesome. I actually tweeted out, you know, that I could barely catch my breath at the end, and I tagged Kevin Scott in there. And he is now, we're now calling him friend of the show because he said thank you. He tweeted me back, retweeted my tweet. Thank you very much. which was awesome. I just thought that was so cool. Like, I was all like giddy. I was showing my wife, like, look at this guy. He retweeted me. She's just like, wow, that's great. Great, great. I don't know. It was just great because I just finished the book and like tweeted it and was like, man, this is awesome. But it's, guys, I got to tell you, like, the first book really kind of set the stage, introduced some characters. And, you know, the mystery kind of continues in the beginning of this book. You get some action in the beginning, but there's a lot of just kind of weirdness in the beginning and it takes a little while to get going. But once about halfway through, this book really kicks off. And I mean, it was a page turner. Like the first book, Light of the Jedi, I really enjoyed more for kind of setting the stage. And like I mentioned before, the way they describe the Force and everything in there. And so I was reading that as a page turner because it was more like I need to just see what happens and kind of what's going on here. This one, the action in this book had me just, I couldn't stop. Like I kept telling myself, like, all right, I'm going to stop and go do whatever. Cause I was off one of these days. I did some yard work in the morning because like I said, I had the audiobook too. So I was listening to the audiobook, doing the yard work, came inside and was like, all right, we got a couple things to do this afternoon. Sat there and just finished the book. Couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop. It was great. It is awesome. And now where it's going to go next, first book left you on a big cliffhanger. This one's pretty much leaving you on a cliffhanger as well. I mean, there is some, I don't want to say finality at the end of this one, but now it's like things are hitting the fan. Let's say that. And I don't know what's coming next. And it's great. And like, I wish through reading this, I wish this was a movie. Like, man, I would have loved to have seen this on the big screen. And, you know, who knows? We're going to get the Acolyte TV series at some point. Who knows what that series is going to bring? I know it's not going to bring like this moment, but hopefully we'll get some pretty awesome action and that in there. And yeah, go catch up on The High Republic if you're a Star Wars fan, because this is definitely a series that I promise you will enjoy. And then, you know, that kind of kept me actually on a book kick. And my buddy Swain, who some of you know, some of you Destiny players from Crucible Radio, he is big into fantasy books. And I was like, man, you know, we're doing D&D now, and I wanted to read something fantasy. I mean, I thought about going into like some of the Forgotten Realms books and reading Drizzt. You know, I mean, I'm playing a half-orc barbarian, so I thought about maybe is there any books out there kind of with some half-orc or orc lore kind of in there. And then I said, you know what, let me reach out to Swain, see, because he, like I said, is big into fantasy books. So I said, messaged him and said, hey man, like, give me a series. You know, I'm on this reading kick right now. I need something to keep reading because I was really enjoying like just chilling and reading. We're going to my aunt's this weekend. I know we're just gonna kind of be hanging out at the house for a couple hours at some time. So I need something to read. Give me something. And so the one series he came back with, he's like, man, there's a lot of different series. He's like, but I recommend you read the Mistborn series by Brandon Sanderson. He said, you know, check it out. So I checked out on the Kindle. I was going to get it digitally, but then I was like, you know what? I liked having the physical book. So first thing I did was I read, there was a trial, kind of like a sample that was on the Kindle. And so I read the first, I forget, it's like four or five chapters of the first book in the trilogy, because there's a trilogy, and then, I mean, he's written subsequent books since, but there's the original trilogy, Mistborn, in this, or is the kind of the original setting for this world that he's created. And I'm loving it so far. It's a magical world, and there's kind of like this heist that's going on. There's a couple characters that you meet kind of early on in the book here in these chapters that I'm in. The main character seems to be Vin, is her name. And there's also this character, Kelsier, and both of them, or at least Vin, has the ability to use magic. And the mist kind of comes into play, because at night these mists come out and people can kind of like can take your soul. But then some of these characters can walk amongst the mist, so we don't know what's going on. There's this kind of main ruler who kind of rules over this town, or really this land, I should say, not town, because there are multiple towns that kind of have their own little wardens and that are there. And it seems like this book is going to be all like set to take him down, is really what it's going to be, the Lord Ruler. And the way magic is described in this world, and that was kind of one of the things I kind of read up, like why people love the series. And magic seems to be kind of the thing that a lot of people really enjoy about it. It's all kind of derived by like metals. So at one point, Kelsier, like, he also kind of needs to like recharge himself, because it seems like you only have a certain amount of the magic you can use unless you recharge, and you're recharged by using metals. So he takes a vial that has like, you know, a shaving of zinc, a shaving of flint, a shaving of, you know, copper, all these different things, and he drinks it, and it goes within his stomach. And one of the first things you read in the book is him kind of setting off this this fire, and I want to say it was flint maybe or something that was in his stomach, and they describe it as like his belly burning, and it's using that metal, and that's how he's able to create these flames. And I thought it was really cool. It's really neat. And, you know, so far, like I said, I'm only a couple chapters in. I've read up through the sample. I ended up actually ordering, you can get the whole trilogy on Amazon for like $21, $22. So it's kind of this 3-box set paperback I ended up going with. That's coming today. I'm really digging it. And actually, this was, I thought I, when he sent it to me, I'm like, why do I know Mistborn? I've heard that. There was a Fortnite skin that came out back in May or June based on this series. So it is somewhat of a mainstream series. It came out back in 2006. So if anybody's read this series, let me know your thoughts. Because the fact that they put a Fortnite skin for one of the characters in this Mistborn series into that game tells me that there's more coming. I haven't looked at, I mean, I'm sure there's a series or a movie or something in development. Somebody has the rights to this, obviously. I don't know. If you've read this series, let me know. Or, you know, maybe check it out if you're looking for kind of a new trilogy to get into. This may be something you're interested in. Again, it's called Mistborn, and it's by Brandon Sanderson. And the first books, there's the Final Empire is the first book, followed by The Well of Ascension, followed by The Hero of Ages is the third book. So those are the three that I'm getting. And it's going to probably take me a while, obviously, to get through them. But it seems like they're pretty well received. Actually, the first book is 647 pages. So you're probably not going to hear my summary of this book for a long time. But either way, we'll see. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll kind of be as captivated as I was with The Rising Storm here with this book. We shall see. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me here today. You know, tomorrow again, we'll be back for some Bad Batch Friday. We have a D&D night tonight, so I'm really looking forward to jumping back in there. We're kind of standing at the foot of a cage or a cave that we kind of know branches off in two different directions. Don't know where we're going. We just had a massive fight with a massive tree, and my character Brakkus is a bit exhausted, man. I mean, my half-orc, because he was kind of raging and going a bit crazy, let's say, against this tree. And we may need to take a little short rest before we head in there, but we got to see kind of what the circumstances are to see if we can do that. Other than that, guys, you know, again, hit me up. Let me know if you've seen or have you read Mistborn. Are you a 40K Warhammer 40K player, or just a Warhammer player in general? Do you enjoy that universe? Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc. Or, of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So, everybody, have a great day. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.